All right. All the fathers out there grilling in their shorts and sandals with their big toes sticking out and their little toes hanging off the side. Maybe a little bit of crust on your heel, flipping the burgers, you know, with the kiss the cook and your brim hat to protect you from the sun as you are deciding to feed the family. Happy Father's Day.
Welcome to the Colors of Relationships podcast. I'm your host, Cedric Weatherspoon, licensed marriage and family therapist.
And I'm Dr. Asia King, licensed professional clinical counselor. Thank you for tuning in. We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm giving a very deep description of how I've seen my father.
But you know, men do pedicures these days. We don't.
Well, do you pedicure?
Of course. I can't have my feet all ashy and stuff. But you just described somebody who don't do any self-care. I mean, we have switched that up.
It's not always. It ain't always. Just because you don't get your toes done don't mean it's not always self-care. Some men don't like their feet touched.
Ooh. Okay.
Amen. Okay. Amen. Anyway, yeah. Happy Father's Day, everybody. We want to welcome you to our Father's Day edition. For those of you who are fathers or father figures, if you are a grandfather, any type of father, we want to just give you honor and recognition for all the hard work that you put into the lives of mothers, daughters, nieces, sons, and just community. Fathering is so many more things than who you help to give life to. But we're going to have a conversation with Cedric and just talk about the fathering experience. So, Cedric, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. It should be a whole month, but who's counting?
Well, Father's Day is every day you show up, right?
Oh, thank you. Do we get the gifts?
For what?
You said Father's Day is every day you show up. So since it's a special celebration, I'm assuming that I would get gifts and things that comes with it to show appreciation all the time.
Well, I would say the gift is the gift of knowing that your family is fed.
The gift of gray. That's the only gift that we can't give back.
There you go. So what are you doing for Father's Day? So Father's Day is what? June 19th, right?
Yes, it is. Is it June 19th? I thought it was the end of June. You know, that's weird.
See,
I don't.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Because
how
I celebrate the month.
Celebrating fathers, and you don't even know when your celebration is.
I celebrate the month. So if I'm celebrating the whole month, then I'm doing good. I mean, it could be any day.
Okay. So what are you, June 19th is Father's Day. Let me make sure that's right. But I think it is.
Oh, I did not forget Mother's Day last month. And then
day for yourself. Okay, it is June 19th, 18 days until June 19th, until Father's Day. So what do you usually do for Father's Day?
It depends. I mean, like, it depends on what's going on. The last couple mm-hmm. years, I went camping, which is kind of one of those things that I really enjoy doing, is getting out into nature and mm-hmm. just hanging out with my family and just kind of chilling. Nothing mm-hmm. really special, but, you know, I get a gift here and there. Most of the time, I buy my gifts for myself before anybody else can buy them. So my family, my daughter especially, said, you know, Dad, you know, when you do that, you screw up everything. So I'm trying to say, let me get my stuff so I can get on to the next thing and move my other stuff. So this year I'm sitting back and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna give everybody a chance to kind of, you know, celebrate me and get me the stuff that I want. Is that kind of selfish though?
Wait. You just talked about a man who doesn't get his feet done, is not practicing self-care, but you up here buying your own gifts and then asking, is it selfish if your family celebrates you? Where's the self-care?
Well, I'm just saying, like, look, you know, it's like, can I be honest?
That's all the audience wants.
Okay. So, you know, I have these special things that I like, and I'm a gift giver, you know. So part of being a gift giver is paying attention to the person throughout the year. not necessarily paying attention to them. It's like, oh, it's Father's Day. Oh, it's Mother's Day. Oh, it's Christmas.
Hey, y'all, I already kind of know where this story might be going.
Well, yes, you do. But I'm gonna break it down. So,
all right.
So if you're paying attention to who you are and who you care about, the people that you care about throughout the year, so it shouldn't be hard to get a gift. It should take you 5 or 10 minutes. But every time I, you know, receive a gift, I'm appreciative of the gifts. I really like them, the gifts that I get, but they are not what I want, you know, or what I think that they were paying attention to me. They would drop it and they would give it to me, you know? So I was like, okay, I just get my own gift and then I can smile and be happy because I got the thing that I want and I bought it. And then they can be happy, too, because I enjoy their gifts, too, especially the ones that they kind of create on their own. I really love those. Those have high value to them. But that's my story in a nutshell. Thus, like the person who gives and wrap his own gifts up and give them to himself at Christmas time. That's some bogus stuff.
OK, so wait a minute. So what I'm hearing you say is that though you know your kids love you.
Yes.
There have been times when your kids where they have gifted you things that you were like, this does not speak to who I am.
Yes.
Give me an example. That's because what I hear you say is like the husband that gifts his wife a vacuum cleaner, right?
Yeah, that's bogus.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay. Give us an example of what was that? What was a gift that you were like, oh, thank you?
Well, I'm not like, oh, thank you. But because it's like any gift that I receive is like, I'm assuming it comes from the heart. And so I'm not going to ever be like disappointed in someone giving me something. But, you know, it's kind of one of those things is like, if you're paying attention to me and I say I like camping, what kind of gift would you give a person who loves camping?
A water bottle.
A nice little water bottle. Like, say, hey, the best dad in the world. Or right. What would you give someone who you know loves T-shirts?
A T-shirt.
A funny T-shirt. A T-shirt from somewhere. Something to get going. Now, I enjoy those. Like, when I get T-shirts and stuff like that. Even though I got an abundance of T-shirts. You listen to the show over time. But, you know, I love that stuff. So why? I mean, it's not hard. I'm not a hard read. I'm pretty simple at times. But when I don't receive those things, it's kind of like, oh, you know, are you really paying attention to me? Or is this really a joy? Are you paying attention to me? And that's just me. It's not like, oh, I don't appreciate it. But it's like, you know, a gift giving is like, oh, pictures of you. That would be a great gift. Then I can change my pictures out and I'll be all happy about that. You know, that's a gift. So it doesn't have to be, it's not a monetary thing or a big thing. It's about the thought. Did you think about like, yeah, I pay attention that your pictures are getting a little bit old. Like the ones you got pictures of us from 10 years ago. Here you go. Right. Here's some new photos of us. Yay. I'm pumped about that. I needed that. You paid attention to that.
You do want the pictures of them.
Yes. Okay. I'll take that too. It's not just things you buy.
So what was one gift where you were like, you really weren't paying attention?
Like if somebody was to give me a tie. But again, it's like the stuff that I have, because I am an appreciative person, just because I say that, that doesn't mean I don't appreciate all gifts. Or
you don't
I don't
have
find
to explain it away. I don't think you have to explain it away.
Yes, I do, because my kids are going to be listening to this.
Okay. I don't think you have to explain it away, because what you're saying is that I want to be appreciated. I know my family loves me, but sometimes I want to be seen, because I think that's a good message for men, for fathers, because that's why Father's Day gets a bad rap. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like when Mother's Day comes, they start early, you know, with the gifts and the late, like get your mom this, get your, you know, commercials. You don't see that kind of advertising. You don't. I mean, we had to look up when was Father's Day.
Yes. No, nobody cares.
Right, exactly. So I think what you're saying, and I think it's good to just kind of note that, you know, men want to be seen. Fathers want to be seen.
Two.
Especially. And I think that's sometimes hard to say for y'all.
Now, Deborah would say I would be doing my fire sign stuff, but I'm just
saying. That's all right.
That's okay.
That's all right. But you know that there's appreciation there. And you just, fathers, men, period, want to be seen too. And I think this speaks to a bigger level of like the wellness of men.
Yeah. Are we doing that too?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're new on the wellness scene, at least mm-hmm. from the brother side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, I don't even, you know, as a therapist, I know wellness techniques. Go for a walk. Make sure you eat right. You can do some deep breathing, meditation, positive self-talk, all these other things. But I think we can take it a little bit further. And oftentimes, I believe that it's not marketed to us.
Uh-uh.
We don't get wellness marketed to us. It's like, oh, you want to do some Reiki or do you want to do get some meditative coaching?
Mm-hmm.
Any of those things. We like those things, too. Like my man said, I like pig's feet, but, you know, from Friday to Dad. I like hog mugs. I like wellness. I want to do some Reiki. I want to do some yoga.
That's right.
You know, I want to do some good stuff. You know, even I do those little, them singing bowls and stuff. I'll take
singing
that.
Singing bowls, yeah.
I'll do that too. But nobody, who is that? Are they marketing that to us on Facebook? No, they go to see a therapist. Go. That's your wellness.
So let me ask then, what is the fear of asking for what you need?
What is the fear of asking for what I need? What I need or in general?
Well, this is your month, okay.
I would say a fear is, it's like, oh, so you're broken. So you're supposed to be, as a Black man, you're supposed to be the foundation and root of the family. But now you're broken if you got to do these things. Why do you got to do self-care?
What's wrong with you if you got to do it?
Yeah, because no, that means we're falling apart. So as we are trained as fathers, as leaders of families, we're just like, hey, don't show no signs of weakness. You better, you know, tuck it up because then you make everybody scared and nervous. Because if the strong one, the alleged strong one is broken down, then we're doomed. It's interesting. My dad said to me one time, he's like, don't be a sorry man. Just know this. If things fall apart, they ain't going to look at the woman or the other, you know, your partner. They're going to look at you. They're going to be like, man, that's one sorry man. And, you know, we carry that legacy. And sometimes that legacy leads to people not being their best selves at times putting themselves in situations that are very risky and not good for the family in the long run, just trying to take on the financial burden of it.
So when you think about saying what you need and really expressing, so we go back to the gift and you saying, hey, yo, I love you, but the tie's not really what I want. There's that fear there. And you would rather go with the thing that you don't like than speak up.
You talking to me?
Yes. Oh. Said, I am talking to you. This is you.
Directly to me. Okay. Yeah. I mean, yeah, because I feel like it's two parts to it. It's those things that, you know, your own like wants and desires, or elevating somebody else in your family that you're close to that's really trying hard and investing their time to do something for you to make you feel good. So I rather do that than to say, oh, I don't like that, because it's a material thing. Because at the end of the day, you know, what happens is they're giving me what they take pride in, what they give me. So that's why I buy my own gifts. I don't want to guilt anybody, but they don't like that either. So
right. Exactly. Can't buy your own gifts. You want to be seen. So where is the space to ask for what you need?
You know, what's a gift if you got to ask for it? You know, I'm a surprise dude, man. I mean,
well, if you got to ask for it and you don't get it, then it leads you to buying your own gifts.
Okay, give me those Gucci flip-flops.
Exactly. Make it clear. Make it plain. Well, all right, Seth. Thank you so much for this conversation. I think, what's a takeaway? I have a couple of takeaways. One takeaway for me is that fathers are the unseen heroes. And we, as mothers, daughters, brothers, whatever you have as a father to you, we need to create space for them to be seen. Checking in with the men in your life to say, like, hey, what do you need me to do? What do you need from me? Because they have wants and desires that they don't express and would rather go out and do for themselves than be under the stress.
Yes.
Of another, of having to hurt feelings or direct people where they need them to go.
You know what? You bring up some pretty good reflective points. So you kind of sucker punch me on this line. That is not fair. That is not fair at all. But anyway.
What's your takeaway?
My takeaway is, you know, wellness is for everybody. Please market to us because we do need that. I mean, in all the non-traditional wellness stuff, man, could y'all please, like, we'd like to do that stuff too, you know? Even though I'm a vegetarian, I don't like pig's feet, but I like a little wellness. Somebody to market some wellness to me. And also the biggest thing is it's not about the gift, I guess. It's about the thought that really matters. And I will not. Here's a takeaway. You can all of you can take away. I will not ask somebody for something I want as a gift. That to me, that is not my jam. You know, if you get me my stuff, if you decide to do something nice for me, I'm going to accept it. I'm going to appreciate it. If I have in the back of my mind, like, hey, dang, I really wish you would have got me those Gucci flip-flops. But if you didn't, but that's okay. I can shop online, Amazon, or I get some knockoffs, whatever.
All right. Well, you heard it here, folks. Get said whatever you want to get him. He won't say a thing. And he will secretly go get his own stuff. But at the end of the day, said appreciates you.
And love you. Yes.
And he loves you. All right. Y'all have a great day. Thanks for listening to The Colors of Relationships. Peace out.
Peace.
Be sure to find us on Facebook at Colors of Relationships. Follow us on Instagram at The Colors of Relationships. And find us on Twitter at The COR Podcast.